All of Time and Space, Follow Me. Written by Lana Michaels, read by Via Ostiense. The doctor says, I can bring you back the millisecond after we leave. It'd be like you'd never been gone. They are still wiping their clothing clean of the dust and the detritus, and Karine looks at the chaos around them and says, I never want to come back to this. They divert long enough to collect Gregor from Armsman Esterhazy, and then they're off. All of space and time at her feet. She wonders if this is what Zurg had felt like every day of his life. Karine chooses historical Earth for their first trip because she's had dreams of seeing old Paris and walking its famed streets. She'd wanted to hear the French, breathe the language with the air, and grin in delight at the open displays of romance. The doctor finds them a nice, convenient political scandal, and Karine thinks it rather boring. No one had even threatened to kill her. Earthlings are hopeless at this. Gregor runs giddily around the TARDIS for 10 minutes straight afterwards, and he's nothing like Zurg. Gregor holds her hand shyly as they meet their first alien family. Manners, she murmurs to him, and Gregor smiles obediently and introduces himself, and then he and the three alien children run off to play together, and then they all sit down for dinner, and nothing terrible happens at all. The doctor was still making noises about time machine and you can go back anytime you like, you know. Not, he was quick to mention, that he wanted them gone. But it was an option, and he wanted that to be clear. When Gregor trips over his feet one morning as they walk out onto a new planet, and then he pushes himself back up again, and he's 2 heads taller than he was when they left, Karine looks at the doctor and says dryly, Still think we can go back an hour later? They celebrate Gregor's 8th birthday inside the star storm after the doctor putters around with something for a day and a half and declares that Gregor is physically an 8-year-old child. Happy birthday. Congratulations. It's how they've celebrated his 6th and a 7th, and Gregor doesn't remember Barriar anymore. It's buried beneath hundreds of memories of other planets, other adventures, other people. They start over on a world far away from home, and Karine never regrets it.